I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
After tragic moments in American history, we've always been asked to remember what happened. In the 1800s, remember the Alamo. In the 1900s, remember Pearl Harbor. But we don't say remember 9/11. We say never forget. And there's a difference. Remember the Alamo almost sounds like a request. Through the lens of time, we hear remember Pearl Harbor. And as the greatest generation fades away, it seems less like a battle cry and more like a plea that a dark moment and souls lost hold their page in the history books as they have and as they should. But the vast majority of Americans only remember Pearl Harbor not as a visceral shock to the system, but as a story told by grandparents who struggle to share the raw emotion and the fear and the anger that spurred the country to great things, a story that can be retold. But the emotions can't be shared. We remember Pearl Harbor, but 9/11, we say, we demand never forget. In New York, the charity is the Never Forget Fund. Even the Clydesdale commercials over the weekend said, never forget, a statement of defiance about a brief moment of desperation and pain, and we won't forget, but our grandchildren might never remember. They can't feel what we felt, but I did find hope this weekend from, of all people, a teenage Canadian girl who just came from out of nowhere and played in the finals of the U.S. Open Tennis Championship. And at the biggest moment of her young life, at center stage in New York City on September 11th, Layla Fernandez had the presence of mind to literally grab the mic and say this.
Oh, one more thing.
I know this, on this day, it was especially hard for New York and everyone around the United States. I just want to say that I hope I can be as strong and as resilient as New York has been the past 20 years.
She's only 19. There is some hope.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.